Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for choosing Center of the Universe, listening to the Center of the Universe. Waiting on Blue Shift. Reaction to the speech tonight from our president or dictator or speaker or... What's your reaction to it, Robert?
I don't know. He just said the same thing he always says and then kind of flaunted that he's going to try to take set his rules no matter what Congress thinks, and that bothers me because he legally, I don't think he can do that. I don't know how they're going to let him do that without, you know, beyond the Constitution.
Well, that's what we got to get back to in law stuff is we got to, I think that you got to really, I would think that you would file a lawsuit and have an attorney sue him for what he's doing and make it a money deal. And break down the Constitution, put an attorney on it. That's what I'm thinking about doing with the way they're trying to change the health care with the Native Americans. They're trying, you know, a little bit at a time, and then I want to go back to original, looking at the information, you know, and based off the information. Because that just like reading the Bible, I mean, that shouldn't change, you know.
Right.
That's been set in stone, and like when they set up laws when they, you know, killed all of the Indians, you know. And I'm fine with seeing the Indians and blanket ass or whatever. It doesn't matter. It is what it is. You know, they killed 600 million of us. Right? So when we did get that, we set up health care for Native Americans, you know, that shouldn't change either. All right? Some things have to be set in stone, all right, period. You know?
Yep.
Right.
I mean, I noticed you were posting on Facebook. You were really upset.
Football, you know. There's blue shit. This is football. Have you been listening, Kyle?
No, I just got called in. I had to charge of the phone.
I don't want to know. We're talking about. Go ahead and tell them what we've been talking about, Robert.
Oh, just, you know, the reaction to the State of the Union speech from the president. That's about it.
And then I was saying that there has to be, Kyle, there has to be where you can't change the rules, you know. Things are set in stone. It's like, you know, like the Constitution, you know. You might add some stuff, but don't think about, you don't take away those things, you know. And they're trying to take away, you know, from the Native Americans some of the insurance and stuff, a little bit of time. Did you hear that, Maya or whatever that was, you know? My ass, you know, I mean, but they're trying to, you know, try to take away some of the stuff with Native Americans and like telling, you know, talking to Robert, you know, 600 million Indians, there was a settlement and one of us we got and it's set in stone with what we should receive with our, you know, there's something to read that you don't change and they're changing that too. Trying to take that away. That ain't going to happen. I promise you. That's where I'm going to pull that up. We're going to read it word by word, right? And word by word, the Constitution, they shouldn't be changing that either.
Right. Let's put it this way. I don't. even though I may be maybe Indian, you know, I didn't get recognized because of the same kind of stuff you're talking about, which is basically comes down to money.
Like a president, he sounded like, you know, he sounded like a dictator. He said, "Well, we're going to, you know, I'm going to overshoot that, and I'm going to do this." No, you're not.
Here's some things that I noticed. I got the transcript in front of me. I didn't watch all of it, but I did hear some of the end of it. It wasn't too interesting to me. Let's put it that way. There's nothing like the last one. The last one was pretty good, but this one is like okay. Let's see. The one where he talked about these negotiations will be difficult. They may not succeed. We are clear-eyed about Iran's support for terrorist organizations like Hezbollah, mm-hmm. blah blah blah, which threaten our allies.
How about
our nations cannot be wished away? Like, who the hell says something like that?
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
Here's the bottom line. You remember the other day you were talking about Iran has admitted that they've been under the control of tall white aliens or whatever?
Well, I didn't say that on the air, did I?
No. But no. Anyway, the some Iranians did actually say that kind of stuff.
I'm not ashamed of what. No, you're right. I did say that. Yeah, right. I did read that. You're right. I did.
And it's true that, you know, they said that. Whether that's what's going on or not, it's irrelevant. What is relevant is that by description, that sounds like our cons, flat out. That means pretty much one thing. Since, you know, I don't know if people seen the whole all those videos floating around on the internet about the Secret Service and all that, and how they're really aliens and this and that. Well,
hold on, let me break. You're listening to Center of the Universe on blogtalkradio.com. You want to call in, the number's 347-637-1980, 1980. Rob, hi, Tyler, what year did you graduate?
Sorry?
Oh, 1980.
What,
1980? Yeah, I'm a
home guy. Yeah, 347-637-1980, 1980. Also, you can join us on live with the chat room. Back to you guys. Go, Lucia.
Well, as I was saying, basically what this means is that you got a lot of people running around in power, hijacked, and anything that they're doing doesn't necessarily mean it's good for you. It's part of a greater plan that's far more complex than anyone that's even executing it, such as, let's say, the president, assuming that, you know, the Archons are, you know, slaving his ass, I guess. But, that also goes for Iran, and then we all already talked about China, you know. So,
yeah.
But you know, it really, they're everywhere, and that's
China,
the bottom
didn't he?
Line.
He took a shot at China.
Well, it doesn't matter whether he took a shot at China or not. See, the thing is that the Archons are in power, and they're basically pitting everyone against each other. Okay, so these all these comments and stuff, you know, going back and forth, well, this person's our enemy, this person's a threat to the rest of the world, all it does is agitate. All that does is agitate. If you really boil it down to it, all it does is agitate an entire country provoke, you know, conflicts. If they don't have the manpower, then they're going to use, you know, subversive tactics, whether it be like intelligence style, higher forms of warfare, or terrorist attacks, which really fall into the same damn category if you really look at it.
That sounded like that concerned me. You know.
And anyway, so don't take anything that he said seriously. That, and then there's also another concept that I wanted to point out, which is remember at the very end of that speech, there was a
newscaster. He cannot overrule Congress. He can't do that.
He can sign an executive order allowing himself to, under emergency situations. I studied emergency management. Yeah, he can do it. But if he does do it, then he becomes a self-imposed dictator, such as like Julius Caesar, who, by the way, is the Archon's best buddy by creating the fabrication of the Jesus and Christ archetype, and then playing it off as a real person that had an actual life, when in actuality it's a celestial archetype mixed with other archetypes and representations of other higher form beings that either did or do exist to this day. I'll leave that up to everyone else to just talk about it, I guess. But the point is that, Archons create Julius Caesars, all right? You have the United States, which is being formed into the Roman-style archetype, okay? You have to understand that these things are cyclic creatures, okay? They build things, all right, in cycles, okay? They do things in cycles, such as zombie apocalypse, okay? They do things such as rise and fall of nations, all right? They do pitting against one group against another, in an eternal conflict, or until they no longer serve a purpose, because it's a computer, you know. And in the archetype that they're creating in this case, that they're playing out, everyone knows what's going to happen already. Everyone already knows what's going to happen, okay? What they're going to do is they're going to move the person that is in power into an emergency powers situation.
Right.
Where everyone will justify and call for the emergency powers to be exercised. The mindless masses, assuming that if they agree to let that person do whatever they want, that he actually has the authority to do it. Right. But when he has the authority, because they're afraid, all right, and he thinks that they're going to protect, or everyone thinks that he or she is going to protect them, okay? In actuality, all they're doing is imposing an iron fist rule, just like Julius Caesar. Just like him, okay? Color doesn't matter. Race doesn't matter. Creed doesn't matter. Religion doesn't matter. If you guys didn't look at the George Washington statue over in Washington, D.C., all right?
Hey, hold on. I'm related to that guy. Be nice.
Well, look at the George Washington statue, okay? And then look at the proposed statue of Baphomet with the children or whatever that everyone's arguing over, saying it's satanic or whatever.
Yeah, he had all his black girlfriends up there, did he?
What?
Did he have all his black girlfriends up there?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. But,
They all got down with sisters, you know that.
Oh, excuse me. But anyway, I want you guys to do a comparison. Take a look at the George Washington statue and take a look at the picture of Baphomet, okay?
A what?
A Baphomet, the proposed satanic statue that everyone's bitching about, saying that, oh, well,
right.
Remember
well,
they're good.
Well, they
Oklahoma.
Got a Ten Commandments
yeah.
statue, so we want
right.
a...
Go ahead, Robert.
No, let me finish. I understand what you're getting at, that statue they were trying to promote in Oklahoma City, the courthouse.
Or yeah, or whatever. But the point is that the Baphomet statue is the exact same thing as the George Washington statue. The only thing is that it has the correct symbolism, okay, rather than a representative of the understandings and great knowledge that George Washington had. Because you know, if anyone really. George Washington is essentially representative or worked with representatives of the Bavarian Illuminati way back in the day. They helped form this country, all right? The robust body that operated in Europe in the shadows, that's what they were talking about. A lot of people don't really realize, that was... a legitimate Illuminati group, all right? They're teachers and healers, and they knew some stuff, and then they helped start forming the more perfect union, you know? And whether people want to, admit that or challenge me, in that, well, okay, well, you do some research, okay? And I'm not talking about going online. I'm talking about going down to the Library of Congress before you dare challenge me and what I just said. And you start looking. And then take a closer look at the Julius Caesar current executive branch archetype comparisons, okay, and look at all of the emergency management legislator, all right, that spans back more than 100 years, okay, before the Stafford Act, okay, and really just read the information. It's so self-explanatory. You do those three comparisons, you understand what needs to be done.
If we're gonna have you, what song did you want to hear? What was it called? Something in the sky or whatever. Well, I mean, if we're gonna get bombarded in a couple of years, with Nibiru and his tail coming through, I mean, what's
yeah.
been 2 days reading that kind of shit? Actually,
the Well, anyway, we gotta continue to light up the sky. And people need to start looking up and realize how unbelievably small they are, and that you will submit to the higher power, that governs existence. Okay, and that's not the Archons, that's not God, all right? That's the celestial mechanics. Okay. Now, the combination of organic and inorganic celestial mechanics. All right, and you also have to understand that as conscious beings, your behavior is very important, because sometimes you can screw things up if you try to move worlds. And that's the lesson that's going to be finally learned here on this planet and never forgotten. Because as everything comes to a head, evolution takes place, and like I said, it's coming very, very soon. So the understanding is that all the things that don't really serve you as an individual are going out the door. Now, it's important to understand that you're going to feel like you lost everything because you did. You placed value in superficial things. And you focus less on taking care of what matters, which is the people around you, your fellow, I guess you say your fellow citizens, your fellow man,
uh-huh.
and all the other beings that are also out there that you're divided from, and in a very unnecessary manner and fashion, and in a very twisted one, and
true.
And that division, it really cuts deep. It really does. And there's no escaping the feeling that you know something is missing. And so people have continued to try to justify with religions, saying, oh, well, all we have to do is keep the faith, and it'll all be okay. And the reality is that if you are not proactive, none of your faith will matter.
That's true.
You will be controlled by the circumstances brought on by people who did take action, who did take control of the out of control situation, or
you walk,
place your own brand of.
You got out of line with God. And you're walking with God, and you get out of line, you know when you're out of line with God. That's the only way I can put it. I don't work, you know, doesn't matter.
Exactly. But remember, like you say, God is universal. God is the universe.
So God, and he is so powerful in times that he takes over for us in weakness, and his plan is, you know, it's very powerful. Very powerful. Satan's got nothing on God, period.
Remember what I said the other day. Satan is, those are the Hollow Earth people, okay? Now, but it's not Satan, it's the darkness, and God is the light, okay? So it's the darkness that has nothing on God.
Yeah,
Because the universe, this is the universe of light, and every aspect of the darkness, such as the archons, which are a vibration of fear, aka low vibration, an aspect of the darkness, that just so happens to be an entity doing something, calculating. They are the loser, and we are the winner.
I get asked this a lot by a few people that I run into, because they say, "How do you believe in aliens and believe in God?"
They're the same. They're the same thing, but they're not. Those are people that are categorizing things. Okay. Everyone's placing a label on it, okay? Now, if a being has technology, okay, that can either give life or take it away, you know, and then you look at the being, and the being itself can give life and take it away, then God is described as pretty much the same, you know, having the same capabilities. You know, who's God? You are, they are, everyone is God. You know,
hold on. Just say it. Robert, what's your reaction to him saying that? What do you think? What makes it you think?
On what? I mean, what do you mean by this?
Well, he's talking about that. What's your reaction to that, you know?
Well, I mean, we're all part of God, you know? We're all,
exactly.
You know, he is like him.
It's not the individual that is God, and that's the only thing, you know, just because one being towers above a lot of other ones, you know, doesn't mean that that is the only one, all right? That's just a part of it, all right? That being, all right, whether it be Metatron or it be I guess you'd say a factory worker in China, all right, there's no difference between the two, okay? They're still made up of the existence from this universe, which is and therefore God.
Robert, are you familiar with Metatron?
I studied up on it this evening. I was looking at that story that, you know, on him tonight.
But you're familiar with him talking about Metatron?
Yeah, I am now, yes.
Okay.
What information did you get on the Metatron?
Yeah, that's good.
Well, I was looking at some of the books that you had on your site, on your webpage, on your Facebook page, as far as the book Metatron. So I looked at it.
Good, Robert.
I was reading up on it, how the Archangel, used to, and they think it was Elijah, and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, that's, like I said, that's all interesting. I'd really like to actually get that book, Metatron is the Clarion Call, I think is what it's called.
Thank you, Robert. Robert's a reader. God, we need a reader of the bus. Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, that's true. We do. We need somebody who actually will take a look at this stuff because I know what's in the context of things when I look at it. I don't have to. I got lots of books in my library, but how many of them have I actually read through and through? Maybe 1, 2, 3.
He's the watchtower for a reason.
3,
thank
maybe.
He reads books.
4.
You finally got somebody to read this stuff. You've been trying to hear me read. If Robert knows me from way back, I didn't crack a whole lot of books or not, school. Thanks, Robert.
No, I just like to research stuff. I mean, because I want to make sure what viewpoints are.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. A point of reference, like we talked about. Thank you. Yeah, I know that they're there. And Ty, you said you read all those books. You lied to me, didn't you?
No, I didn't read any. I don't read most books. Most of the information that I try to get, I try to get in the way that most people are going to get information, okay? So that way I have some sort of reality with the people I'm trying to teach now. The mechanism that people are using nowadays to learn stuff is the internet, okay?
Yeah, I think what Ron's trying to ask you is that how did you get the information, the knowledge that you have now? Was it absorbed or just all of a sudden just in time that you were taught, were you just awakened with it?
I guess you'd say that. But the thing is that if people really, went through the process of decalcifying their pineal gland, they actually learn to meditate. They actually try to fit into the universal laws.
You say that, but you didn't read that either.
Right. And listen to All right. You have if you do these things and realize that you are a decoding mechanism, okay? As a spiritual being, your mind is a decoding mechanism, all right? And all information is instantly available, okay? Now, your ability to process an infinite amount of information is greatly limited in your current form, all right? Because you have been atrophied quite a bit, but still, 100% of everything is still available. Now, you have to have some sort of reality with the information that you're trying to know or decode, okay? So I get myself a book that contains information. People talk a lot about osmosis, okay? Yeah, osmosis works, just not the way it's described, okay?
Did You didn't read that book, though, either.
No, I did not read the book. I actually don't even have that book. I don't even have that book. But I know what's in it. I watched the guy who wrote the book. All right? I watched a video, okay, of him.
Yeah,
I watched the guy who wrote the book talk about it with somebody who also read the book, okay? And what I understood from that book is that this person has seen Metatron like I have, okay? This person has seen him, okay, in probably the same way, which is you get knocked on your ass, literally.
Yeah.
Like, literally knocked to the ground when he makes an entrance. And you're put into the position, and then it communicates with you.
When's Metatron going to show up? When's he going to get real pissed off?
When's Metatron going to get pissed off?
Yeah, when's he going to show up?
I don't know when he's going to show up, but I know he's going to show up in multiple places at the same time.
Are you kidding me?
No. And I know where one of them is. Eventually I'm going to go get a little GPS thing. I'm going to go to location and give everyone the coordinates. Because that'll be one of the places that he shows up. There are some other places I have a vague idea of where he's going to show up, but it's not going to be in places you'd think. You know, Metatron's not going to show up. Let's put it this way. Metatron's not going to show up in New York. Let's put it that way. Metatron might show up in Los Angeles. Maybe. Because it's the throat chakra of the entire world, at least as of right now.
Mm.
But if that changes,
everything starts out there and then goes, that's the nose out there and then moves that one.
That one would be interesting.
But I think if I was Metatron, I wouldn't want to be 6 hours behind on schedule. I'd probably like Japan or China
Well, no, you don't understand. He's going to show up at the exact same time everywhere.
Oh.
All right. And he's going to be doing different stuff at each location. Basically, whatever he decides needs to be done is just going to be like, boom, done. And it's not going to be what you think. It's going to be basically pointing out who he is and who he isn't, and that's it. And that's all you need to know. And then, boom, he's going to be gone. Just like that.
Like a dragon.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. He can be other things as well, but he's gonna point out what he is and what he isn't. A lot of people are gonna be thinking, oh, it's Jesus. That's gonna be made very clear really quick that he is not the second coming of Christ or whatever, because he's going to know ahead of time, okay, that people are going to know this and think this is what's going on. The only reason he's even going to show up is just to clarify and clear things up. And then... Remember, Metatron is in the void, okay? He can be anywhere at any time.
How about El Diablo? Remember that from Ricky Bobby? With the beak and the claw? Never mind. Sorry.
Well, anyway, Metatron is going to show up, and it's going to be pretty crazy. When you see someone towering above you, flying around, it's going to be a shock because most people don't even know what Metatron is. And the ones that do talk about Metatron keep on saying he's an angel. But like I said before, he's not an angel. He can't be an angel. He's a human. He just...
Robert, every day Robert goes, were you sound real tired. Were you up all night? I'm like, yeah. Robert, he can do this for days. What's so long? It's great.
Oh, by the way, I did have one thing that I noticed and highlighted in the speech that the president said that I thought somewhat valuable is the only thing really, because everything else is just a bunch of talking.
Whoa,
but
he said
citizenship demands a sense of common cause. Participation in the hard work of self-government, an obligation to serve our communities.
Mm.
And I know this chamber agrees that few Americans give more to their country than our diplomats and the men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Now, those are taken in different contexts. Don't think it's the same thing, okay? And not every diplomat gets paid by the government, just so you know, whether they're recognized or not.
Right.
And the men and women of the armed forces, you know, when you say that, here's what I found as I have been a soldier. Once you're a soldier... you're always a soldier.
Sure.
Your oath is not for the rest of your life. It's forever. You know, you swear one time to protect the people who cannot protect themselves,
right.
And that will boil over into another life.
Yeah.
And you might be a soldier again in that life as well. And that's something that... certain people in the military who understand and have done the metaphysical research, compartmentalizations, you guys should definitely pay attention to what I just said there. Because sometimes the soldier comes back, and I've met some of them. So just remember that. You know, when some of those people take that oath.
Where'd you meet them?
Various different places. I've met them in the military. I met some in Los Angeles. I met some in Illinois. I met some in Connecticut.
What did you learn from that?
It's like I was watching a backwards-ass movie. Is what it was like and. I get weird feelings about certain service members, but they all have a particular trait. They all have a very particular trait. They're very distraught with the situation now as opposed to then. Okay? And for the people that are in the know on this particular subject, you know what I'm talking about. You know where I'm getting at.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. I know what you mean.
And they know who and what they're looking for. But anyway, I thought that was definitely something worth saying. And I'll say it again. I'll re-quote the President of the United States. Citizenship demands a sense of common cause, participation in the hard work of self-government, an obligation to serve our communities. And I know this chamber agrees that few Americans give more to their country than our diplomats and the men and women of the United States Armed Forces. And people should not just don't forget that. but really investigate that. Find out how that relates to you.
Do you see
or
that
do you relate to that at all?
Yeah, but of course. But do you see that FCC quote? Remember how I was trying to apply for that 103.9 here locally? Did you hear that FCC comment he made? See that?
No. Can you say it?
Yeah, he did. He mentioned the FCC something. That jumped out at me.
Well,
see it?
Like I said, I just kind of skimmed this. Where was that exactly in there? I'd like to take a look at that. Beginning or the end?
Middle.
Somewhere in the middle? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try to take a look at it a little bit later, but...
Sorry. Good job, Trey. I thought you saw it.
Oh, by the way, I sent you another song. It's definitely the wrong size, but we can, I guess we'll burn it to a disc at a lower bit rate and then rip it back to the computer.
Well, by the way, we're still live and have been for 11 minutes over, so keep talking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we'll, we're going to try to get some new music up because same song again and again and again is kind of pretty crazy. You know, the machines are out of order. I think I've made that clear at this point.
Are you through talking for tonight, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there is one radio show that I think people should take a look at. It's called the Vinnie Eastwood Show. TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. And his thing on his banner is TheVinnieEastwoodShow.com. The Lighter Side of Genocide. Remember to laugh at the truth.
Yeah.
Because all humor comes from a dark place. Cat Williams.
Yeah,
and that's the quote of the day. All humor comes from a dark place, and that's Cat Williams.
Hey, Robert, I get the MUFON Journal that's sent to me, you know. Of course, I read it, right? Is that something you enjoy reading? Is Robert there?
I don't know. Robert?
Robert. Are you there? Robert's gone, isn't he?
I don't know. Oh, well, I guess so.
Robert! He gone.
Did he get cut off, like,
supposed
to end or something?
I guess
so. Whatever. Anyway, I guess we'll wrap it up, Ron.
Okay. All right. Thanks for joining us, Center of the Universe. Stay warm. Good night.